Dead in Hip Hop Conversations. Dead in Hip Hop Conversations. Here with Night Wonder.
What's good, homie?
Peace to the eight.
Dead in Hip Hop.
Your first time in ATL?
That's like my fourth or fifth time. Yeah. So, I love it. I just want to experience it more. Like, it really hits the scene to see what Atlanta's really about. Everything has been work-related.
Yeah.
Did you perform Molotov Cocktail? Please.
Nah, I did it. I'm saving that to rock with my band.
Okay.
So I got my band in L.A., and then we're going to, like, start touring.
We caught, like, the middle of your performance because we were somewhere else, and we saw you. I was like, I hope you didn't perform Molotov Cocktail.
You
was going to
cry.
Yeah, I was going to cry for him. Molotov, no, Cocktail.
So when you first saw the review, like, what'd you think of it?
Yeah, he caught me off guard. Man, I was in the studio with Aaron Harris, and he did like 6 records on the album. And we're doing this project with this other artist. It's like a cool little collaborative project. And I was just searching on Twitter. I saw Thurs, and I saw the interview. When we just pressed play, we all was watching like, oh shit, that's dope. Oh, they fucking with it. And I was like, I appreciated it. So like, I was like, y'all broke it down. Y'all was analytical with it. And like, it was thorough. So I was very appreciative of what y'all did.
Did you see the comments? Like, what everybody was saying?
That was crazy. Yeah. I was like, people are really.
Yeah, man. Our community, man, it's really huge. They really interact with us.
Yeah, that's dope, man. I haven't seen nothing done like that either, too. The way I review albums. So,
what's
dope.
What made you come up with the concept of
Holy Rise? How
did
you know about it? Well, I recorded this song in Los Angeles. That was the first song I recorded for the album. Had fans call in. And, they all gave one sense of statements on what L.A. meant to them. So that was the first song I recorded. I didn't even know I was going to do an L.A. Riot project. My boy Tomas, he was doing research at the time. And, I was present in L.A. at the time. I was like 6 or 7 years old. And I just remember, seeing police and riot gear on Slauson coming from my grandmother's house going back to Inglewood. So, I was able to recall and pull all these memories, and with it doing research, we went back and just like really went in depth on what the LA riots meant to LA history. So with that and splitting from the group, you and I, it was almost like a destroy and rebuild situation. So I was able to pull inspirations from that whole historical event to inspire my new music. So it all just came together.
So when you play this for like your family, people that were old enough to like really, really grasp what was going on back then, like how do they feel about, like us?
Yeah.
I remember that shit. I remember when I was working, man, and the shit was crazy, man. Yeah. They tore up everything.
Yeah, we were
they
tore up everything. News, like, just seeing everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, how did your family feel about that?
Come on now, they were whooping. Did you see the footage? Like, they were whooping his ass.
Did you see the footage?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he in LA, man. Of course he saw the footage.
But let's not forget about Reginald Denny, too. He got his ass whooped, too. Like, come on, it was 2 sides. You know what I mean?
It was crazy. With Reginald Denny, like, with the project, we was doing research. We were in the neighborhoods, talking to the community and all that. And one of the LA4, he's actually on the beginning of Fuck the Police, Gary Williams. So he's one of the people, football is the one who, that's known for, hitting him with the brick and I'm dancing.
Hitting him with the brick when he pull him out the truck.
Yeah. And then Gary Williams is also one of the LA4, so he was involved with the project.
Right.
And we got, him speaking about his experiences. That was just a
that's
clip.
That's interesting.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's really
So you say you were talking to a lot of people about it. I mean, it's years later, but like, is it still a little sensitive to people?
I haven't gotten any negative feedback. Some people try to brush the riots under the rug like it didn't really happen, and it's really detrimental for everybody to know who's from LA or who's black, really.
Right.
Especially with all the nonsense going on today, still police brutality, so all that stuff is relevant right now.
Yeah, man, that's the thing. You can't just brush something like that under the rug, years later. I think that's kind of part of the issues that we kind of already have now. It's like every something that happened, there'll be this big reaction to it. And all of a sudden, that was years ago. We done.
Yeah.
So what made you want to do the Saul Rodney King from his own perspective, though? Because that was dope.
We're doing the research, right after Los Angeles. Title LA Riot, I was like, damn, that's a dope title. I haven't heard nobody do nothing like that. So with taking on that title, I had to had to do something to pay homage to what caused the L.A. riot, the trial and the case. So I wanted to just give that first-person song to spark my own riot on my album. And, you know, that's why I did that. That's why I took that first-person perspective and just try to be as, like, literal, like, you know, is on point with all the details as possible.
So, yeah. Were you comfortable stepping out of your element a little bit? Because with the live band, the little more aggressive music, how'd you feel about that?
Well, like, it's like when I was trying to do UNI, I wanted to bring UNI like to I wanted to like take it to the next level.
Right, right.
So stepping out of it was kind of like a sense of freedom almost. Okay. Like, I could just do whatever the fuck I want and not compromise on all the songwriting. Like every song we'd write, I'd write, and it is like, you know, compromise to where the subject matter would go. And, you know, a lot of it was just like fun music. So I just wanted to, like, you know, do something really stand the test of time and that, you know, that I can be proud of, that represents, you know, my thoughts and, you know, where I'm going to go in the future.
Yeah, the West Coast is really strong right now. I mean, anybody in particular you working with in the future?
Definitely gonna work with my man Fat Shine. That's my dog. Yes. That's like one of the few cats I really rock with. Like we did the Pulp Fiction record, and I got me and Ro have this record that we're gonna get Fat Shine. And we might hit Snake Onion tonight and just do something, you know, okay. Random. Other than that, Strong Arm Steady, Self-Scientific, Evidence. I'm working on my next project. Well, I'm doing like several projects, but my next album, I want to drop it hopefully on the 20-year anniversary of the Rise.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same, but you know, it's going to be more about Thurs. But I have some music that I'm recording right now that should be, you know, just as powerful as that.
And physical copies of L.A. Rise in stores when?
It's coming in November. Fat Beats is pressing them up. We got vinyls, we got CDs, got cassettes. So it's all coming.
Wonderful. Yeah. How was it working with Black Thought?
That's like, it's one of my top five MCs. One of my top three MCs,
okay.
Really.
Okay.
And
who's the other two on the list?
Nas and Andre 3000.
Bam!
Real name. Nice.
So, I mean, but he needs to drop something soon, though,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he does.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He's starting to fade away a little bit, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? He needs to drop something, man,
yeah.
You know? You can't keep calling them, like, that good if you know, you're not dropping anything, you feel what I'm saying?
They working, man.
Yeah,
they gonna do something. All right. But, yeah, working with Black Thought. We met in New York at the Highline Ballroom. The Roots brought you and I on stage, and we were just freestyling. Then we went backstage, and Tariq came up to me. He's like, yo, that shit was dope. And I was like... Like, whoa, I was like, you know, K-Dak Starstruck, hold up, K-Dak Starstruck. And then we kept in contact after that. Then we connected again through the homie Truck North. And we were like, yo, let's do a record. And then Khalil made the beat from scratch, which in the studio, building it, sent it over to Tariq. He sent me his verse in an hour.
Damn, he smashed that verse.
Yeah. That was amazing. That was a great experience for me. Like, you know, it's one of my favorite songs, so, yeah.
Bless. That's one of your favorite songs on that album?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. My favorite is probably Molotov Cocktail,
because,
that was, like, the first song I really stepped out on, like, a rapper element.
The amp-up song.
Yeah.
All that shit.
So, like, I love that. I love the niggas record, because, like, it was, like, you know, had the rock feel to it, and then Ro had the idea of, having that niggas effect on there, the niggas. That's my voice.
Man.
Flipped it. So I just love how I like the whole album, but I love how those records came out.
Like I was saying earlier, man. You know, the West is really strong. What do you think about like the overall state of hip hop now? Because it's really undergoing like this change.
It's really healthy because you know labels are folding, so people feel free to do themselves now and not have to like conform to make that pop record. Like, you know, it's a great time right now. It's like the resurgence of the true element of being an artist. And everybody can be an artist right now.
Lakers or Clippers?
Lakers. I fuck with the Clippers, though. I fuck with the Clippers. I'm a Laker.
Oh, man. Blake Griffin.
I fuck with Blake
Griffin.
Here we go.
Okay. Mike about to ease out. He about to slide out. Just quick.
Yeah. I play ball, too. Like, I really.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
you
play
ball?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
man.
Y'all play ball?
Look at that. Look at that. You saw that?
shot.
That's how you know nobody
don't know.
I have an open gym every Tuesday in Westchester Park. So I got like a whole bunch of cats from the city coming out. Yeah. Brandon Jennings came out.
Oh,
so like, you know, a lot of Ubers come out. We really play, man. Okay.
It's intense. Yeah, welcome, man. We'll come through, man. Cool. Yeah, we'll come through that open court, man.
Cool.
You all been fans of football too?
Nah, I'm not as much into football.
Okay.
Man.
That word.
That's all right. You on that hoop game, though, so that's good.
Hoop game?
You ready to take it now?
I'm ready to go. I'm not that good at 2K. Like, last time, I was really good at 2K. It was Dreamcast.
Oh, man.
Years ago. Mike
is totally out of the conversation.
I am.
I'm just laughing, y'all.
He's not in the sport.
That's what I'm talking about. But I did play 2K12, though. I played it. It's a dope game. The graphics is crazy. So.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
And it's lockout, though.
Yeah. Didn't I tweet that? That's the only NBA season we're going to get. It's NBA 2K. That's it. That's the only NBA season.
Hey, y'all can go jump on it right there.
All right, wait. All right. Kobe, LeBron.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What'd you
ask him?
Mike
just mad because he's
Kobe or LeBron?
Here we go.
Kobe is like one of the greatest players.
Yeah,
man. You know, like LeBron's not there yet.
Top
yeah, not one of the best.
He's one of the best, for sure. Well, I'm saying okay. Kobe has 5 rings.
That's
know,
true. That's true.
I feel like LeBron has potential to be greater than Kobe. You know, athletically, he's built better than Kobe and Jordan. But yeah, Kobe right now, yeah.
So you say LeBron gotta win 5 to even be in the same league as Kobe?
I don't say that.
He has to do the same type of things.
He's
man.
Not like, he ain't
like,
got no
so like one or two
days. You can compare him?
One yeah, but you can't do that
I know, Mike's face is priceless right now, man. It's like, zoom in on Mike's face, man.
Get down.
Zoom in on Mike's face. This is
what he got.
Yeah.
And he folded.
But I take Durant over LeBron right now, like scoring wise.
Word.
Oh yeah, scoring wise, he's a better scorer.
Durant's a better scorer.
Like, you know, LeBron's probably an overall better player, but like as a go-to guy to get the points, I go with Durant.
Yeah, for sure. I'll give him that.
What about Melo?
I'm not a big fan of Melo like that. Like, he's a good scorer.
I think he's the league's best scorer. I think.
Best scorer.
Yeah, like he scores so easily.
I don't know if I would have made that New York trade. I feel like they were gelling so well. But, like, when they made that trade, it's
but it's like Denver was gelling after he left.
Well, that's because they had Gallinari over there. They had, like, the core players from New York that are making it happen.
Right.
Like, you know, they go to Denver, and they making it happen over there.
Yep.
So, I like the New York pre-Melo. I like Melo. But, like, pre-Melo, I thought they was, like, a really strong team.
They was young, too.
Yeah.
And they was young.
Yeah.
Yo, so did you catch the Mayweather fight?
I did catch that. Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
That sucker punch was deserved. It was deserved.
Okay. And like, it was legal because dude should have kept his
guard
up. You know what I'm saying? He should have put that guard up. Soon the ref said bang, he should have been like, bam.
Yeah.
Mayweather and Pacquiao, they fight, who you got?
That's kind of crazy.
It's crazy.
That's kind of crazy, dude.
You think it's tough?
I wouldn't know.
You from Detroit, remember that?
Hell, I don't know, dog, because Pacquiao's a great fighter, man. He's a great fighter. Mayweather's great. He's fast as hell. Probably one of the fastest that we've seen in our time. And, like, I don't know. I wouldn't know who to pick.
Mayweather's such a technician, though, with his, though. Like, Pacquiao ain't going to be able to get through that guard a lot.
I do too. See. I don't even want to bet. I don't even want to put no money down. Nothing. I just want to watch the fight.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I feel you, man. That's the only fight that need to happen, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, they fighting all these other cats. Them two need to fight each other.
Ooh,
so.
Man.
Yeah, no more sports questions.
Jose Canseco versus Pete Rose.
Hey, yeah. Lane, Mike.
That's what I'm just saying.
No more sports questions.
Street fighter.
But nah, man, we really appreciate you, man, chopping up with us and everything, man.
Nah, appreciate
really
y'all, man.
Appreciate the shout-out again, man. That
no
was dope.
Man. Shout out to Dead End Hip Hop. Thunder's 9-2 crew, all that. Hip Hop.